head toward the altar. I'm about to prophesy over you. There's a prophetic word that the Lord has given me for you this morning. It will bring life changes in your life. I'll make sure you grab it. I know some of y'all like to make notes, but I need to give you this word prior to preaching to you. I want you to listen, those of you online, I want you to listen. There are a lot of members online. He said to me, thus said the Lord, the kingdom is not for surviving. May I intercede during the prophecy to emphasize
yes.
what the Holy Spirit is wanting to say and do to you this morning. Your surviving days are over. Revelation is not part of the prophecy. Revelation puts you in a position beyond survival. So whatever you've been have been surviving in, those days are over. So he says the kingdom is not for surviving, but for thriving. I saw a man took it out of my lips. Put the word thriving. He hadn't heard it, but he said, I saw it just now. Learning, this is a part of the prophecy, learning the power of abiding.
That's good.
If it looked like it's not working, if God told you to do it, stay right there. Are you following me? Now I want you to receive. These are words God gave me. Greater steps are being prepared for you through revelation. Your normal pattern of living, I'm going to use the word, should not survive. You must move beyond that now. Let me say this again. Greater steps are being prepared for you through revelation. So what he's saying, the time has come for you to live your revealed life. Not a normal. Every day you wake up,
yes,
expect revelation.
Yes,
the Lord is not through with you. Listen, your potentials, I want you to get that word. Because that's where we're laying it, our potential. We look at somebody else and compare ourselves to them, try to be like them, and we're not unique. We're not where the Holy Spirit can go in and do exactly what he born us for. So the Lord is not through with you. Your potentials are ready to be stirred up, that the real you may rise and flourish in grace and faith anointing you have never seen before, but have been looking for you. So the time has come. Let us flow. Raise your hand and praise God about that. Almost, yes, Lord. Almost now, I'm going to read the complete thing without stopping. I need to read it. And I want you to praise him as we go along. The kingdom is not for surviving, but for thriving. Learning the power of abiding. greater steps are being prepared for you through revelation. The Lord is not through with you. Thank God for that. Your potentials are ready to be stirred up, that the real you may rise and flourish in grace and faith anointing you have never seen before, but have been looking for you. So the time has come. Let us flow,
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 flow.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Now, Father, let your word be real this morning to every one of us. Every answer we need, every direction we need to be led into, may a strong, clear anointing through the word hit this house. And may things be solved. And may things be accomplished. We thank you right now. Every person being touched, their hearts are being touched, their minds are being touched. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Lord Jesus, we welcome you. God, our Heavenly Father, we welcome you. Thank you for every person under the sound of our voice. They will receive, they will believe, they will act on it, and they will get results. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and praise God. Amen and praise God. You can find your seat, find your Bible. Let's write this down so you can meditate it and go over it again. Because some strange things are going to be said. And unless the Holy Spirit help you, you're not going to be able to comprehend where the Holy Spirit trying to put you. Listen, through these two words are very important. Your potentials. Your potentials under God, line up with God. Your potential. Not the person standing next to you. Your potential. God wants to stir up your potential. Now, grace and faith properly connected will make you a supernatural attractor.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to say, I got to say it again because I don't want it to pass over you. I don't want you to think I'm just up here making a talk. This is a subject I'm going to be dealing with right now. This is what I'm going to deal with you about this morning. I'm going to give you some insight on this subject. Grace and faith, properly connected, will make you a supernatural attractor. What it will make you? What that mean? What that mean? What that mean? Don't just tell me I charge the supernatural. I understand that. But make you a supernatural. Recognize what? Movement of who?
The Holy Ghost.
Sign, wonder, all of those things in another realm, another rack. You're being placed into a deeper flow with God. But if we miss the scriptures and miss the revelation, we're going to miss the whole thing. If we traditionally visit in the church because we know it's the proper thing to do, but yet don't eat when it's put on the plate, it was just a visit. I'm not no visitor yet this morning. You see, I'm here to receive. And so the more you pull, the more come out of me. I got a lot of stuff in me, y'all ain't getting it out. And so somebody got to flow with me. and the Spirit, I can't do it myself, the Spirit will pull it out. You know your answer up here? Listen, your next level of living is up here.
Yes.
Not in a man, in your God.
Yes.
So you're going to have to be listening to God this morning, all right? All right, let's read the scripture and we'll sit down and go to work. In Ephesians 1, the first three verses, I want to read them because they lay out the potentials of your Christian walk beyond going to church. And there's a voice in there that the Holy Spirit revealed to me that God laid out his whole program for you. And if you catch it this morning, your whole life about to expand. It's laid out. See, and we got to, you got to learn how to practice the word every day. Not come here and get happy and forget about it, but learn how to use the sword of the Spirit properly. Do I have anybody's attention?
Yes, sir.
So these three verses, I want you to listen to them carefully because we're going to go. These three verses need explanation in the Spirit. They need to, and the Lord showed me, after 20, 30, 40 years of reading it, showed me he was opening up a revelation of himself that you as an individual Christian can walk in. How many of y'all want to be like God? How many of y'all want to be like Jesus?
Yes.
Jesus never lost a battle.
Yeah.
So we begin in verse 1 of Ephesians. Paul, give his name, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. That's a big statement there, you know. Got the will of God in there. To the saints which are Ephesus or Adaro. And to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Now notice that. So you see, you cannot function in spiritual altitudes without being faithful. You can't play with this. This has to be the most precious and private time of your life as you relate into God. Because he at any moment step you off in a supernatural realm that nobody can stop you.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been living below our means with God. God is such a big God. He's so powerful. He wants to do so much for you, so much through you. The time has come.
Yes.
The time has come for the church to shine.
Yes.
When you say you're a Christian, everybody ought to know who you are. Now, verse 2 you as a Christian would have to know how to function beyond history. History is not going to get it. What Abraham did is not going to get it for you. You're going to have to be a doer. You follow me? So the lesson this morning is dealing with beyond history of the Bible and the history of Jesus and history of Isaac and history of Jacob, that the Holy Spirit can right now begin to unfold the mysteries to you. You are designed to be a miracle mystery unfolder. 19 people standing right beside you. There's a problem, but you got the answer. That's the way we need to stand out as Christians. Always alert to the fact that God knows exactly what to do in any situation, and he's willing to tell you if you're listening.
Yes, sir.
I declare in here and online, all problems are solved. You're going to get your answer this morning. Y'all ain't cutting up enough of me. So after speaking to voice one, just stick with me. Voice two now. Grace be to you. And what?
Peace.
Peace. From where? And from who else? Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said, oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I just got my answer just now. You? Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In other words, I got multiplied grace and multiplied peace.
Yes.
Tell the person next to you,
multiplied grace
and multiplied peace is upon you right now. When you in Revelation, listen to me, children. When you in Revelation, your outcome is meant to be in verse 3.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Every day.
Every day.
In every situation.
Every situation.
There is a divine deposit that has been made in your name. And it's time for you to make divine withdrawal. And stop living this old regular life. And start living a life of revelation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No, I can't. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I can't be saying this by myself. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, I'm ready for it. Now, beyond, you're going beyond online. Listen to me. You're going beyond the, oh, Lord, can I say this? Have mercy on me. The regular teaching you've been getting. You're going to begin to walk real spiritually. In power, in glory, in understanding, in wisdom, in joy, in peace,
yes,
in revelation,
yes,
in knowledge,
yes,
in enlightenment,
yes,
in faith,
yes,
in glory,
in glory,
in his presence,
in his presence,
with his hand on you. You're being introduced to a whole different lifestyle of normal going to church.
Yes.
We got to pull the cover off.
Yes.
And this third verse pulled the cover off. Because most Christians are trying to live by the law.
Right.
Trying to live by the Ten Commandments.
Right.
You can't.
No.
So therefore, you are not under real conviction. Because you're contaminated by your shortcoming. When repentance supposed to clear everything up for you.
All right.
Your shortcoming, my shortcoming going to be there. We're not going to always do everything right. Talk to me here. And nobody here doing everything right all the time. Just shut up. Stop lying. We pray for you. Oh, I believe I'm going to preach today.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. This third verse, you need a whole lot of revelation.
Yes, sir.
This third verse is telling us everything is already done. You have everything you already need. And it's about to manifest. I feel like an ice man delivering ice. Everything about to manifest. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now look what the next part of the verse says.
Come on,
Apostle.
It's done.
What?
It's already done. Yes.
Tell the person next to you, it's done. Tell them, your healing done.
Yes.
Your wealth done.
Yes.
Your happiness done.
Yes.
Your joy done. Your peace done. Is already yours. And nobody can stop you. I got this. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said
hallelujah.
I got this. Who has blessed us? With all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Now I'm going to spell this verse for you. Verse 3. Who can spell with me? I see one hand. All right. I'm going to spell this verse for you. In verse 3. G. You got, y'all ain't saying nothing over there. Y'all still wondering. G R A C E. That voice is a description of God's favor is on your life because of Christ's sacrifice. He died to make it plain for you. But you're not able to go there without revelation. So the Apostle Paul, the Lord showed me this, and you can sit down. You can sit down. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
All glory.
Hallelujah.
I said, all glory.
Glory.
Tell somebody the glory of God gonna get on me today. You know what happened to the glory of God get on you?
Yeah.
Huh? You know what happened? You start functioning in the glory of God?
Yeah.
Functioning in the peace of God?
Yeah.
God hand. What?
Yeah.
Now listen very carefully, because here's where the robbery come in at. The robbery come in trying to operate in the law. Old Testament, when grace has come. Now you're going to be showing some things here this morning. You're going to be brought into a place you've never been before. What?
Amen.
Oh. I'm ready to go, me. See, if you live by revelation, you're always ready to go in a place you've never been before.
Yes, sir.
Shoot, I might change seat this morning. Because there's something, I think this is a revelation. This, when everything is already done in my favor. That's a big statement, you know that? Everything is already done. No, y'all, this. You mean I've come here and the Lord is saying to me, everything is already done in my favor? Huh? You mean the Holy Ghost want to talk to us this morning and tell us, listen over here, everything is already done in your favor. I'm calling you, listen to the Spirit of God. I'm calling you from this day forward to live a favor life. When things look like they're not going right, I want you to scream favor.
Yeah.
It's on my life.
It's on my life.
I'm a favor liver.
Because
his favor is upon me.
And
you know grace and favor are exchanging. So what happened, we have tried to use the scriptures, but we need the Holy Spirit to give us insight.
Yes, sir.
How many want insight from the Holy Ghost this morning?
Yes.
On your situation.
Yes.
In other words, every individual in the sound of my voice going to get instruction of how to deal with the affair of their life where they are now.
Yes.
You ready to receive that?
Yes, sir.
All right, sit down. Let me show you. This revelation of a grace lifestyle by faith cannot be functioned without revelation. So Paul, the apostle, took up a prayer that reveals grace. Grace has to be revealed to you. Grace is so good that naturally you cannot grasp being surrounded by grace. Look at somebody and tell them,
I'm surrounded by grace.
I'm surrounded by God's favor. I'm closing because y'all ain't listening. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not leaving this service with no chains around me. I'm coming to revelation. I'm coming to grace. I'm coming to my freedom this morning. I'm attracting the supernatural. I'm a supernatural attractor. I attract miracles, signs, and wonders.
I'm supernatural.
Glory to God.
Paul knew, thank God for revealing this, Paul knew that what he's about to put out in the book of Ephesians, what he's about to reveal has to be in a revelation category. The Spirit going to have to be expounding these truths to us. We can't read and just repeat. Read and repeat. No, read revelation and repeat.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So let's not take this prayer for granted.
That's right.
Look at verse 15. Like I'm going to get stuck here this morning. because it's so important. You see, trying to move through scriptures without revelation. You're just reading. Two words, reading, the other word, revelation. You see it? Now, how many of y'all want to be, I'm going to say it this way. Be on the bus with me.
Yes.
And I don't know, you don't know what bus I'm talking about, though. See, I've been on a reading bus. I have been on a reading bus. Reading through my life, reading with no revelation. Memorize, but can't put it into practice. Know it up here, but can't function down here. We're all getting off the bus this morning. Some of y'all look at y'all know what I'm talking about. And I said, what in the world is he talking about? Oh my goodness. Revelation is your masterpiece. When God reveals himself to you and what he would do in your situation. God revealed himself to you and what he would do in your situation. In other words, God said, let me show you how I would handle this. And then let me back you up in the move you're making. Y'all gonna shout now? What I'm about to say, you're gonna shout now. I'm about to shut down everybody against you. Anybody trying to hold you back is in trouble this morning. Now sit and listen.
Talk to me, Dad.
Verse 15. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you. Now look, know what he said at the end of that verse. Making what? This prayer got to take you somewhere. Come on, Leroy, I got to close here. Get your pen out. Let me give you a few more notes. I don't know how y'all going to handle that back there. I don't know. You must be trained, or I'm going to train you how to attract the supernatural. The revelation of grace and faith attached to the cross is about to change your life. If you pay attention and make the changes in your thinking and action, faith cannot be validated without blood grace. So I announce and decree blood grace upon your life today. Today, we will permit grace and faith to deepen our blood covenant understanding and to begin to release power in our lives we have never seen. The glory of supernatural blood of the cross is ready to flow freely over every opposition and release divine opportunity. I'm going to say that over now because I want you to catch that. The glory of the supernatural blood of the cross is ready to flow freely over every opposition and release divine opportunity. Grace and faith, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Activates the blood covenant. We don't have to go by no set pattern. Y'all so use a set pattern. I just try to follow the Holy Ghost. Huh? You ready? Grace and faith properly activated opens the covenant doors of supernatural blood in operation. As Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 through 21, where he talked about you crucified with Christ. The benefits of the cross is a grace and faith anointing in operation. The benefits of the cross is a grace and faith anointing in operation. Now I want you to read a scripture with me. Turn to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Turn to Galatians chapter 3. It's going to be a few more minutes. I know you've never seen it done like this before. Me either. I don't care. I just want you to get it. Grace and faith. What'd I say? Properly activated. Opens the covenant doors of supernatural blood in operation. See, my brother and sister, grace actually is supernatural blood in operation. When you say grace, you think cross. When you say grace, you think Christ dying. When you say grace, you think Christ being buried. When you say grace, you think Christ being getting up from the grave. When you see grace, you see Christ floating back up to heaven. When you think grace, you see Christ sitting at the right hand side of the Father. Every prayer you pray, Christ say something about it. I say every prayer you pray, Christ say something about it. Christ says, she mine. He mine. Now look what Galatians, Christ has. Past tense, right? Redeem us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it's written, curse is everyone that what? Now look at the next verse. So you read it. Now, I'm going to repeat what I said after you reading that verse. You just shut up. We're going to leave in a little while. Just shut up. What you come here for? Where you going anyway? You got any money? Can't go too far. You ought to listen. The benefits of the cross is a grace and faith anointing in operation. Somebody getting a deliverance now. Amen. You got 1,000 people on the line. Somebody getting a deliverance. I got to do what the Lord tell me to do. Amen. What happens, write this down, what happens when grace insight connects with faith divine rights? What happens when grace insight connects with faith divine right? I love that. Y'all heard that over there?
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Give me a few more minutes. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. What happened when grace insight connects with faith divine rights? What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, what you have of God, and you're not your own? Go to the next verse. Verse 20. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. Shh. I'm going to give y'all 2 or 3 more. The secrets, plural, of aligning with what is already yours is grace and faith becoming one. The secrets of aligning with what is already yours. What I say, what is what?
Already.
Is grace and faith becoming one. It's paid for, and I'm collecting it. Romans 5:1-2, just write down, because I'm not going to go over it. Find the glory God had put in you and glorify him. Find the glory that God had placed in you and glorify him. You still here?
Yes, sir.
Everything is already in place by grace. May I, Lord, continually stand and operate out of my space of grace. May I, Lord, continually stand and operate out of my space of grace. Ephesians 2:7-8. Y'all ready for this? An undeniable and indescribable anointing about to rest on you and your lifestyle.
Yes.
You're going to be so different.
Yes.
You're going to handle a problem so different.
Yes.
People are going to begin to recognize, say, God, what do you believe? I've been in church all my life. You act like you own everything. An undeniable and indescribable anointing about to rest on you and your lifestyle. What happened when amazing grace and amazing faith become one in your life? You know, we used to sing that song. I sung it to myself, so I don't want y'all to hear it. Amazing Grace. I think E. Miller used to sing that for me. You used to sing that, didn't you? Yeah, sure. Amazing Grace. We don't sing songs like that no more, you know. We got them hopped up songs. All right, I'm going to give you one more. What happens when amazing grace and amazing faith become one in your life? The supernatural will become personalized in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to read that again?
Yes.
What happened when amazing grace and amazing faith become one in your life? The supernatural will become personalized in your life. Here's scripture, John 1, 14, 16, and 17. Oh my goodness. See, the reason I'm giving you this, I don't come back, but I'll leave here and get three more messages. And I say, I'm going to bring this back to you next week. You never get it. You cannot keep your faith under law. Without understanding grace properly, you will never see the glory of faith. Romans 4, 13 to 21. You read that when you get home. And here's the last one. It is very important. The law said, let's get out. Grace said, we're already out. Got it?
Yes, sir.
The law says, let's get out. Let's get down, read a lot of stuff, and have a whole lot of meeting. Grace said, we ain't got to have no meeting.
Yep.
When Jesus died on the cross, we out.
Yes.
He got up, we out.
Yes.
He rose up, we out.
Yes.
He sat down, we out.
Yes.
He's coming back again, we out.
Yes.
Praise God. Yes.